This is the end of the Bloomberg administration, right? That's the good news.
That was the major theme as sanitation workers, teachers, firefighters, and police gathered at a City Hall rally. Uniformed Firefighters President Stephen Cassidy was among the union leaders who blasted the mayor's attitude towards city workers.
Do we deserve a raise? You're damn right we do.
All the major city contracts are expired. Some have been for years. That leaves a potentially big budget hole for the next mayor. The Independent Budget Office says retroactive pay hikes could cost the city more than $5 billion. This rally was designed as a show of force leading up to those fights and to highlight the muscle of labor as the mayoral election heats up. CWA 1180 President Arthur Chelliotis spoke from the rally's concert stage.
We stay together. We stay strong. We are united.
But labor as a whole is not united in the Democratic mayoral primary. Chelliotis's union, CWA 1180, has lined up behind Comptroller John Liu. So have District 37's municipal workers. The big healthcare union, SEIU 1199, is backing public advocate Bill de Blasio. Council Speaker Christine Quinn has retail workers, and Bill Thompson got the endorsement last week of a coalition of police and sanitation workers. But a few big prizes remain, including the teachers' union. Members are scheduled to vote on their endorsement next week. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.